Morning. I'm very happy that you are here, and we want to share the word of God. But before that, I'd like you to help me to do something. Would you like to help me to greet 5 people around you and tell them that Jesus loves you? Shake his hand and tell him that you can hug him and tell him that Jesus loves you. Yeah. Jesus loves you. Yeah. Jesus loves you. Yeah. I'm very happy that you helped me. You show that your heart is full of love. So we have to show that we are living people. We are alive. We are not like deaf people. So I'm very happy because today we are going to share about one topic. Steve gave me 5 topics and told me that I have to choose one of them. And I chose perseverance. Perseverance, we are going to talk about perseverance, because in this life we have so many problems, and sometimes we are wondering if God listens to us sometimes when we are praying. There are so many people, they are praying, but the answer looks like it's very far from them. And they say that, how God can let me in this kind of this life, why I don't get answer? And sometimes we need this kind of word. It can help us to understand that God can be silent, but God is still working. Amen. And I want to tell someone today that God is still working. Maybe you have some kind of a problem. You try by yourself. And when you was growing up, you said that, oh, I will go to school. When I will finish my school, I will get the job, and this job can help me in my life. And you finish school, you try to find work, you don't find it. I don't say that you have to live as a lazy person. No. You have tried your best in your life, and God knows it. And sometimes you don't find what you need. And the scripture we want to read is in the book of Hebrew, chapter 12, and we'll read 2 verses. And after that, we'll continue. In Hebrew 12, the Bible says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witness, let us throw off everything that hinder and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of faith. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. I just want to read these 2 verses, and we'll find out what God will tell us. Brother and sister, in the book of Hebrews, when they are talking about these things, if you want to know about the faith, you can try to read all chapter 11. You'll find so many people who have got faith. And the first verse in book of Hebrew 11, they give us the meaning of faith. They say that Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and what we hope for, and assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commanded for. And they explain us so many things. They say that faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. You want to get somewhere. You want to receive something in your life. But they ask you, this is the difference between Christianity and other religion. In Christianity, they give us possibility to believe, to trust, to have assurance in something we have never seen. Today we are talking about Jesus. We are talking about his resurrection. We are talking about salvation. We are talking about heaven. And nobody has been in heaven. We know that in the Bible, someone like Paul, he told us that he had been lifted in third heaven. And he saw something he cannot talk to us. Very important things he has seen. But here, faith, we have assurance of something like our salvation. It's just by faith we have to believe that we are saved through Jesus. Yeah. You have to believe that if you accept Jesus, have accepted Jesus in your life as a Savior, as a Lord, today you have right to be a son of God. I was talking with one man who is not Christian, and he said that, how you can be son of God? No, you are playing with God. God cannot have a son like you. And he said to me like that, I said that, but it's not by myself. I become son of God through Jesus. So it's something we cannot understand. Because when I told him that Jesus is son of God, he said that no man can be a son of God. And I asked him a question. I said that, can you tell me, how do you call the small hippos, the snake, give birth and has the baby snake? Is it that small snake, small baby snake? He said that, yeah, it's a snake. I said that, yeah. But how you can say that God cannot give birth, have a son? God is able to everything. And you have to know that Jesus is God because he was at the beginning and he's now between us and he's coming very soon. And this man tried to explain me with his own knowledge. I tell him that spiritual things, we don't have to understand it with our own knowledge. We don't have to understand it with the degree you have got from a university. It's not by theology you can understand spiritual things, but it's only by Spirit of God. If God comes to us and explains us spiritual things by His Holy Spirit, it will be possible for us to understand what God needs for us. And in this place, things we come to read, we just read right now, there is a things we have to understand. The Bible says that we are surrounded by the cloud of witness. This is the first thing you have to know. As a believer, don't think that your life, you are living only for yourself. Around you, there are some people who are watching you, your attitude, how you behave, how you all quit God. It can be at your workplace, it can be in this church, it can be in your family, it can be everywhere you go. You are surrounded by the cloud of witness. And you know that witness, the role or the work of witness is to give some proof. If something happened, it can be accident, they can ask, who is the witness of this event, what happened here? And the witness have to come to say, it can say something. It can be against you. It can be in a good way for you. This is the work of witness. And they said that we are surrounded by the cloud of witness. But here, they don't tell us who is that witness who is surrounded us. But I have something to tell you as a Christian. Since you believe in Jesus, there are some people that are watching you how you walk with Jesus. And some people, if they found that you walk in the right way, they can follow you. They say that, since this person believe in Jesus, we see that there is a big change in his life. We too have to follow him. We too can do the same thing like him. They can see that you succeed in what you are doing, and they will say they will decide to follow you. And some people, when they found that since you become Christian, but our life is still the same, we can insult easily. We don't forgive others. We don't have love in our heart. So they cannot follow us. Around us, there are so many kind of witness. They are watching us to see how we walk with God. The first witness, they are in your family. The first witness, they are in family. They see, since you believe in Jesus, since you become Christian, how do you react when something happens in your life? Do you have self-control? Or you are still the same person who is very angry when you have some problem? Do you know how to go in prayer to surrender yourself to Jesus? To believe that Jesus is able to give you a solution to your problem? And the second thing we want to see in this word we read here, I would like to read it again. The Bible says, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, to throw everything. This is the second thing you want to see. If you want God to be with you, if you want God to give solution to your problem, if you want God to come to give you the answer, learn to throw everything. And here, everything, they don't tell us, what is the things you have now to throw to Jesus? Everything you have to throw, what is it? Because they mention everything, and they are talking about sin. In this verse, they are talking about everything, and they are talking about sin. You know, as a Christian, sometimes when we come to God, we have some burden, we have some problem, we have some thing that is like anxiety in our heart. We think too much about our life. There are so many problems we have today. I don't know what kind of situation you are going through. Maybe you have been expected the answer for a long time for this situation you have. But here they say that let us throw everything. It can be the problem of relationship. They say that let us throw everything. It can be some problem about the disease or sickness you tried by many times. This is not sin. To have this is not sin. But they say that let us throw now everything. Just look at the things which is like a burden in your life. You carry it yourself. You try by yourself. And God has seen you so many times that you are trying to do your best. And when some people ask you, you don't say that, no, I'll throw it in the hand of Jesus. But you say that, I've tried so many times in my life. But today, we learn something about perseverance. We have to learn that first, there are so many people who are watching us, our attitude and how we behave. And we have now to throw everything. Throw now everything. It can be, maybe you went to the hospital. They told you that you have cancer. And they told you that no, there is not there's not way for you to be healed about this disease. But I want to tell you that Jesus is able. If you learn how to throw everything to Him. Maybe you can put in your mind that to throw it somewhere. But I would like to read one verse just to complete what I'm talking here. In book of 1 Peter, excuse me. So in the book of 1 Peter, chapter 5, and verse 6 says, humble yourself, therefore, under God's mighty hand, and He may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. Cast all your anxiety. This is what it says. What is your anxiety today? For your children, sometimes you have some children who are very hard to follow what you are talking to them. Those children, maybe they fell in drugs. They are doing bad things. You don't accept it, what they are doing. You try to advise them, but they never change. And sometimes you just allow them to do whatever. And say that, no, this is the freedom. Because we know that sometimes, as a parent, this is what the nature teach us. At the age of 18, you give freedom to children to do whatever. But you have to know that they are still children. We have to take care of them. But when they start now to go in bad way, you tried so many times to advise them. It's very difficult for you. This is the things we have to throw, to cast in Jesus, to give it in the hand of Jesus. Sometimes it's very difficult for us as a human being to handle some problem of our life. We have that feeling that we can do the best. Like one man, he came to Jesus. This is about salvation. He said that, what should I do if I want to go to the kingdom of heaven? It's in the book of Mark. But Jesus told him that, you know what you have to do. Don't steal. You have to obey to your mother and father. Don't be a murderer. He gave him the list of the law of Moses. But the boy looked at Jesus and said, oh, this kind of thing, I've done it since when I was a boy. I was doing all this kind of thing. For him, it was very easy to do it. This is what I can say to someone here. Maybe you are a good person. Maybe in your heart, you feel that you don't have something. You can even confess to God because you feel that you are a good person. But Jesus was looking at him. He said that there's one thing now you have to do. Go and sell everything and give money to the poor people and come and follow me. And they said that this boy, he couldn't follow Jesus because he have got so many, too much money. And what I want to say to that point. So this boy know the law. He obeyed to the law. But one thing was in his heart, he cannot share what he have with others. So he didn't have love. Curse now your hateness to Jesus if you want to receive something from him. He didn't love people who was around him. He was living only for himself, everything for himself. But he know that I cannot kill, I cannot steal, I have to obey my parents, I have to do everything. But to give what I have to others, he cannot do it. And Jesus says that it's possible for the camel to pass through the hole of the needle. But for rich man is that one who says that, no, I have everything, I don't need help in my life. This is the rich man. The rich man, he knows everything, even about God. When Emmanuel is preaching, he said, no, he doesn't know nothing. Me, I know everything from the Bible. This is the rich man. But the Bible shows us that Jesus was looking to give the lesson to people that to understand that there are something we have to cast away from our life. Hateness. It can be something else, I don't know. But to say that people are watching us. There is a cloud of witness watching us since we become Christian. How do you react when something happens suddenly in your life? Someone do something bad to you? As a Christian, how do you react? And I would like to read that place because it's very important. It's in the book of Mark. There is something I wanted to say about this scripture, Mark chapter 10. I start from verse 10:21. Jesus looked at him and loved him. Jesus still loves us. He loves you. Even if you have some problem, he still loves us. This boy was looking to show that he is able to do so many things for himself. And this is the attitude for us today. We try by ourselves. We try so many times. We show that we know everything. We are able. But Jesus looked at him. He loved him. In this verse 21, they say that Jesus looked at him and loved him. One thing you lack, he said, go sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me. You give first, and then come follow me. Follow me. You know, this is very, very difficult thing to sell first and give to others. And when you still maybe you have don't have anything in your hand to follow Jesus. But as a human being, we prefer to keep what we have, and then we can follow Jesus. But in spiritual things, it's not like that. Say that you have to give what you have first. Oh, look at around you so many people who are suffering. It can be in Africa. It can be in Asia. It can be everywhere. It can be here in UK. How many times since you are born? I don't say that only this year. Since you are born, how many times you take care of poor people? How many times you help someone in your life? How many times can you tell me, since you become Christian, how many times did you help somebody with something which is coming from you? How many times do you give your shirt to someone who doesn't have clothes? How many times do you give even a shoe to someone who doesn't have shoe? How many times do you give food to people who need food today? When you are doing it, you are not doing it for yourself, but it's the love which is in your heart to show that you love others. The love you have to give. God loves the world. and give his begotten Son, that everyone who believes in him should not perish, but should get eternal life. God starts by giving. If you want to see God in your life, give what you have. I was reading one story. One woman went to see his pastor, her pastor, and she said that, "Pastor, I want to know. I've looking for a long time God, to see God, but I've never seen God. Even in my dream, I never seen God." And the pastor told him that, "What you have to do, if you want to see God, from now, go start to give what you have to people who are around you. Give them what you have, and you'll see God in your life." And the woman went. She started now to try to give. It was very difficult for her to start to give. When she gave, and she saw that everybody was coming to her. All the time it was looking for her for good works she was doing. And she said that people love her. "Oh, Pastor, now I see the love of God." And then she said that like that, and the pastor told him that, "Yeah, now you see that God is in your life. Because you learn how to give what you have. When you give, you will receive from people love. You give love, you will receive love. If you hate, people will hate you. But if you give love, people will love you." Is it true? Amen. Can you tell your neighbor, love your neighbor? You'll see God. Just try to tell him. Try to tell him, love your neighbor, and you'll see God in your life. Amen. You see the truth. Go and give what you have to the poor people. And the Bible said, at this man's face fell, he went away sad because he had great wealth. Jesus looked around and said to his disciple, "How hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his word. But Jesus said again, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were even more amazed and said to each other, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." With God. Amen. To the man is impossible. When you look at yourself, you say that it's impossible to reach poor people. It's impossible to do something good for myself. It's impossible. It's impossible for me to enter the kingdom of the heaven because I cannot obey totally to the law. But what is impossible to you, I just want to tell you that to God, everything is possible. If you pray, you ask God, "God, change me. God, now for my salvation, change me. I'm surrounded by the cloud of witness. I want now to cast all bad things to you. Take it from me," and Jesus will accept it and will make everything possible in our life. It's possible. The Bible says to us in the book of Matthew 11, verse 28. Can you put it on screen for us? Matthew 11. "Come to me, all you are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke, upon you, and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. This is very important. If you want to go forward with Jesus, if you want to reach what you need in your life, learn to give your burden to Jesus. Learn to give everything to Jesus. I think that our brother Tom sang here and said that, I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you. Can you imagine that in your life, you surrender everything to Jesus? Or there are something you carry to yourself. You look like someone who enter in the car. This is what some people are doing. You enter inside the car. You have your burden, but in place to put it in the boot, you carry it in your head like that, but you are inside the car. The car is going, but you have your burden on your head. It's not possible. As a children of God, we have to put our burden inside the car. Oh no, you just carry me. We don't carry my burden, but you carry it. No, no, you are inside the car already. Leave it somewhere. This is what God wants us to do. Look at what is written in Peter. Oh, I like the scripture. There's someone who told me that, oh, you are reading too much the Bible when you are preaching. We need just one verse and after that you finish. But this is my way to understand the word of God. I think that you like it as well. And here in book of 1 Peter again, we read now. Excuse me, I have to find the place. It's the 1 Peter. And we read now chapter 4. The Bible says, therefore, since Christ suffered in his body, arm yourself also with the same attitude. We have to arm ourselves with the same attitude of perseverance. The suffering can come. Everything is not easy. It's impossible for us, but you have to accept. This is the third thing we are going to see in this book, I return a little bit on 12, because this is the third things you have to see. They say that, let us throw off everything that hinder and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us run. This is the third thing. The third thing we have to run. The Bible doesn't say that you have to stay at the same place. The Bible doesn't say that we have to walk. But the Bible says that let us run. We have to run. There are something everyone have to do in his life to feel that the time is up now. Never give up. They say that let us run. You have to run now. You have to be in a rush to get what you need in your life. To run is not like the physical running people are doing in Olympics game. No, it's not like that. It's not that kind of race. No, but spiritually race, to run, need to focus toward of God. What God says to you, to run, is when you take decision, your life is decision, great decision, to do what is good, because you need to get what you need. To run is when you decide yourself to say that now or never, I have to be in attitude of prayer. This attitude to accept to suffering for Jesus, to suffer, to accept suffering, to accept to suffer, it will help you to get victory in your life. The victory is not for people who are lazy. I'm sorry to say that. As a Christian of God, the children of God, we need to focus to the word of God, to obey to what God said to us, and we need to pray all the time. Oh, there are so many people, when I see some religion, the place I'm working, Every five in the afternoon, in the evening, they are going to their place. They are going to worship their God. But if they ask you to worship that God, you say them, this is not a true God. But then they respect, they obey what they taught them. In the morning, early morning, they are going to pray. All the Christians, we said, oh, Jesus has given everything on the cross. Yeah, this is true. But some things to get it in our life, we need to pray. We need to pray. We need to fast. Him was his God, his Son of God. But the Bible teaches us that Jesus went to fast for 40 days and 40 nights. Even if fasting was not very easy, during that time, he didn't meet the powerful God, Almighty God. But the Bible said that the devil comes at this time. You'll be surprised that when you fast, the first thing, the first person you'll see in your life, it will be the devil. He'll come to say that if you are really child of God, can you do that? But if you know the word of God, you focus the word of God, you learn to answer him. Never give up. If you are someone who is called to be, to persevere, if I can say it like that, to continue with God for the victory, I want to tell you that never give up in your life. Only throw what you have. I return now to this scripture. I didn't forget it. I come back to 1 Peter. Sorry, I will finish very soon. I just want to explain something here. It's very important to say that, therefore, since Christ suffered in his body, arm yourself also with the same attitude. Because whoever suffers in the body has finished with sin. Throw everything and sin. You have finished. If you suffer in your body, you have finished with sin. As a result, they do not live the rest of their earthly lives for evil human desire. All your life you will not live again for evil human desire, because you have cast everything to Jesus. Rather, for the will of God, you will do the will of God. For you have spent enough time in the past doing what pagans choose to do. In the past time, everyone was doing what pagans used to do. Here they are talking about pagan. Maybe some people, some friend, they are still pagan. People who don't believe. In a family, we are surrounded by the cloud of witness. You was doing what pagan was doing. Me too, I was doing what pagan was doing. But look at what the Bible said to us. They said that, for you have spent enough time in the past doing what pagan chose to do. Living in debauchery, lust, drunkenness, orgy, caressing, and detestable idolatry. They are surprised that they are this cloud of witness. Now they are surprised. For what? We continue here. They say that they are surprised that you do not join them in their heckless, wild living, and they heap abuse on you. But they will have to give account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. It's very hard for us, but to say that we have to persevere. We have to go with perseverance. Perseverance is when you say that, no, I will never give up. Even there is so many, I can say that there is so many barriers in front of me. I cannot reach that thing, but I believe that God is with me. I cannot reach that thing, but I believe that Jesus is with me. I can accept suffering for a short time. I accept it, but I accept it for a short time, but I know that after this suffering, I will get everything I need. There is a victory. This is what happened to Jesus. He accepted to suffer for you and I. And on the cross, we have got so many things we need today. On the cross, we become children of God. Everything through the cross. Through the cross, we get healing. Jesus accepted to suffer. There are so many people that don't accept suffering. They want everything to get it easy. As the children of God, we have to accept sometimes to pass through the suffering. There is one man I know in the Bible. It has to be in 2 Kings. His name is Naaman. Naaman was a very great soldier. And they said that he gave too much victory to his country. But this man also have got leprosy. And everybody knows it. He didn't have consideration for people around him. He said, oh, this man, he's a strong man, mighty soldier, but he has a problem in his life. Maybe you have something like that. You are child of God, but there are something when you just look at him, oh, I believe in God, but this why is still with me. This is the problem of Naaman. I've got leprosy. And even the slave, small girl who was inside his house, started to talk about his master. Said, oh, if my master was in my country, there is one prophet there who can heal him. I think that even his wife knows that, oh, this man, because this slave was the servant of the Naaman wives. Said that if my master was in my country, the prophet who is there can heal him. I think that the situation was known by everybody, surrounded by cloud of witness. Who knows your problem? Even the slave knows the problem of Naaman. The wife knows the problem. All friends of Naaman, they know his problem. But this man said that, no, I should go now to see the prophet. The king went to tell the king, you know, I'm Naaman, you know everything I've done in this country, but about this problem. There's one girl, she's fair, but I don't understand. She said that in Samaria, there is someone who can heal me. And the king said that, okay, I will write the letter. You will go to see the king of Samaria. No, it's not the problem of the king, but it's the problem of the prophet. The problem of the servant of God. Don't go to see the king. There are some people, they went to the wrong place when they have problem. But the Bible shows us, he should go to see the prophet. But they wrote the letter to the king. When the king just saw the letter, the Bible said that he tore his robes. Said, what? What am I? What can I do for him? This is that he's looking for the war against me. How can he send me this kind of letter? Am I God to heal this guy? But there is God in heaven who is able. But when the prophet heard that the king was torn his clothes, he said, no, go and tell the king that there is God who is able to give the answer. And then Naaman, when he went to the prophet, he was thinking that everything will be easy. The prophet will come out with it, start now to touch him. Oh, Naaman, oh, you are mighty soldier. You come here, you are looking for the healing. Oh, just be healed and go home because you are a big person. No, things of God are not like that. Now, the prophet told him that, go now to Jordan, throw yourself 7 times. Oh, 1 time I can understand. 2 times I can. But 7. Perseverance. He started to discuss with the servants. The servant said, "Oh, why he sent me to throw myself in Jordan? In our country there are so many rivers." You say he thought to give the name of the river. Why you didn't go there? Why you went not to see? You have done a long way in your life with Jesus. But you still think about things which is in the past. No, don't think at the past. God is going to do something new in your life. Say that, go. And the servant who knows his situation said, "Oh, master, what is wrong with you? If they ask you the hard things, you could do it. I know you very well because you are looking for, you are seeking for the healing from a long time. This is the occasion for you. Just seize now this occasion." And I think that Naaman think now twice. He said that now this is today or I will not be healed again. He decides. It's just the problem of decision. Cast everything. Cast yourself in the hand of Jesus. Cast everything. And he take care of you. This is what is waiting. No, this perseverance. You don't have to persevere yourself with Jesus. Everything will be possible. And he went for the first time in the water. Hope. I think that he came out. He just looked. Oh. He looked at it. And the servant said, no, master, he's still there. Because he was there, he was watching everything. And before they go to the water, I want to tell you something. This soldier, he has a uniform. He has his gun. He has everything to fight. You have to throw it away. Throw everything away. This is what the Bible says, throw everything away. You cannot go to the water with a uniform, no. He had to take everything off from his body. I think that himself decided that this man, he doesn't respect me. But I want to see what will happen when I will be in the water for 7 times. Perseverance. Said, no, I will decide, I will do something. Obey to the word of God. Throw away everything. God is able to do something in your life. The second time, the third time, fourth time, he come out and asking his servant, "Why nothing happened in my life?" "Oh, they told you 7 times, not 5 times. I think that even sickness type, he went for 6 times, and he come back, he told that it will happen. You have to go 7 times. I think that 7 times is I don't know, in French we used to say that the plenitude, le chiffre de plenitude of God. Plenitude, what is in, who can help me here? Ketel, you know? Fullness. Yeah, this, oh, thank you, Sandra. Fullness. The fullness of God. 7 times. You have to persevere. Don't stop now. Don't never give up in your life. You have prayed more for that situation. But I want to tell you that accept suffering. This is the last one we have to finish by then. To accept suffering is not easy for everyone. This is what they said to add in second verse. We are just in the book of Hebrews. They say that. No, the fourth thing is fixing your eyes on Jesus to accept suffering. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of faith, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. Accept the suffering. Accept it, fixing your eyes on Jesus. This man also have got a problem, but he fixed his eyes on Jesus. He fixed in his eyes to what the prophet told him. The word of God is able to change our life. Peter fished all the night. And in the morning he didn't have anything. When he came to Jesus, Jesus told him that, "Give me your boat." He took his boat, he used it. "Give what you have." He gave his boat to Jesus. Jesus spoke to to people, he gave gospel, and after that he said to Peter, cast now your net in the water. Oh Lord, I tried all the night. You have tried so many times, but now try again with the word of God. God is able. He can do something which is impossible to man to do. God is not the man to lie. God is able. Don't look at someone who's talking to you. Maybe he's slave, like that slave. Don't look at the skin of someone who is preaching to you. Someone who's coming from Africa. Me, Emmanuel. But the word of God is not coming from my heart. It's not coming from me. It's coming from God. God put it in my heart to tell you what he's able to do in your life. Oh no, someone is coming from Africa. He's talking too much. If I don't have something to talk, I will not talk. Sometimes when I come myself here, I say that no, I will not talk too much. I will just speak about 10 minutes. And after that, I will stop. But when I come here, God puts it in my mind. He said, I'll talk to your people. I fished all the night, but now, by your word, I will catch the net. Continue in that way you are going. God is with you. If he was praying only 1 minute, you know that we have reason all the time. Oh, even the prayer of 1 minute, God can listen to us. No, God wants you to pray more. Now change. Sometimes we defend ourselves. Oh no, 1 minute is enough. Why? But Jesus came. He found his disciple asleep. He said, why can you not pray with me even for 1 hour? Jesus asked them, even for 1 hour? Not for 1 minute, for 1 hour. God bless you today. And I believe that if you throw everything to Jesus, if we cast all our anxiety to Jesus, if we believe that Jesus is with us, if we persevere, we'll get victory in everything we need. It's possible. Amen. We can stand up and pray now. I'm very sorry to be all the time I'm talking, I'm very long like that, so to explain everything I have in my heart. But we are going to pray. Just say something to God now. Say, God, I've struggled all my life for this situation. God, today is the day you want to give me a solution. I want to focus now to your word. I want to cast everything, to throw everything to you. God, I think that which is impossible to man is possible to you. It's impossible to my doctor to give me healing. I've tried so many times. I went to the hospital. They said that with this kind of sickness, there is not possible for you to be healed. But I want to leave myself now in your hand, like Naaman. Lord, I accept to pray again. Say something now to your God with your own word. According to what you hear at this place, say something to your God now and pray with all your heart. Say, God, I want you to change my life. I want you now to do. I know that people used to pray for you, but God wants you to hear your voice, your own voice. Say something to your God now. Don't stop. Say something to God and say to God, come to me. I need you in my life. This is burden for me, but God, I want to leave it in your hand. Give me your yoke. Tell him now what happened now in your heart, and God will do what you need. Accept that God is able. Accept now that God can do what is impossible to man. Accept now that you have tried so many times by yourself, but today God wants to do something new in your life. Accept now. No matter the source of this world, but just listen what God said to you. God wants you to change, wants you to commit yourself to God, to surrender yourself to him, to accept his love. Tell him now that God, you are silent partner. You are my guide. Tell him that he has to guide you in a good direction. Pray now. I would like you to pray. Say that, God, you are my advisor. You are with me. You are my source of supply. Tell him now. Confess now that healing is mine. Say that healing is mine. Say it in your prayer now that healing is mine. Say that triumph is mine. Say that victory is mine. Say it in your prayer. Yeah. Say it. God is giving you strength in this morning. He wants you to go far away with Him. You have to run with Him now in this race. Never give up because God is with you. Never give up. Say, wealth is mine. Harmony is mine. In this relationship, say that harmony is mine. Wealth is mine. God is with you. Father, we thank you for this time you give us for your word. Thank you for your people who came today. Thank you for people who follow me at home through Zoom. Thank you for everything you have done in our church. Lord, I believe that you help us to trust in you, to have this assurance that even we don't see what we ask, Lord, we have got it through you, O Lord. Thank you for healing. Thank you for everything you are doing between us. Thank you for the answer you give to everyone at this place. Thank you for your presence, because you are still working. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.